Now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Save and
done.
I guess I should read this over. Prologue. This is a book about my hometown Odyssey and the people in this great little town. And speaking of people, I'll start with me. Living here has changed my life in so many ways, but to understand that, I should first explain what I was like before I came here. There are many stories that would illustrate just what kind of person I was before I came to Odyssey, but one of my favorites took place at Camp Jumminville in Northern California. It's a little story I like to call The Most Miserable and Wonderful Week Ever.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
The same week be wonderful and terrible? I sure didn't think it was possible. That is, not until I went toe-to-toe with the kid they called Goggles in the biggest prank war in the history of Camp Jumminville. See, every summer I spent a week at cheerleading camp. It was always a great time to swim in the lake, hike in the woods, talk about boys, and of course spend time with all my camp friends. But this particular summer was different. I wasn't very excited to be there.
Connie, why didn't you call me back last week?
I've been kind of busy, Marcy.
How are you doing, Hope?
Great, now that you're here. We'll need you to help us win the prank war this year.
We should have won last year.
I don't think I'm gonna do it this year, guys.
What? Why not?
I'm not in the mood.
You'd better get in the mood. The boys cannot beat us this year.
You may have to do it without me.
If only I had stuck to my guns and not gotten pulled into it. But then the boys struck first. The boys' camp was on the other side of the creek. We weren't supposed to cross the bridge to their side, and they weren't supposed to come to ours. But it never took long for one side to break that rule. Later that same morning...
Connie, you've got to see this.
What?
You know that ratty teddy bear you keep on your bed?
Yeah, his name's Pookie, and he's not ratty.
Well, ratty or not, he's up on top of the flagpole with a sign that says Navajo Cabin Rules.
What?
Look and see.
I don't believe it! The boys did this?
They must have. They're the Navajos.
Pookie.
So, what are you gonna do about it? We can't let them get away with this.
You want to tell the counselors?
No, we're at summer camp. We need to prank them back.
Pranks are silly.
You played a bunch last year.
Yeah, but I'm older now.
Oh, yeah, by 51 and a half weeks. Come on, Connie. Pranks are as much a part of camp as Thursday's mystery meet. And after all, they started it.
Well...
You're good at this, Connie. And think of our cabin's reputation.
Okay, okay. One prank and then I'm out.
Yes, I knew we could count on you. Got any ideas?
I need to think.
Hey, how about we find a skunk and train it to spray them whenever it hears them say a certain word? Like broccoli.
That might be a little difficult. But I like the idea of stinking them up a little bit. I got it!
What?
Picture this. We'll put Limburger in the boys' cabin.
Limburger? What is that?
It's really smelly cheese. We'll put it in the vents during the day.
I didn't really think of myself as a prankster, but I had to admit it was a pretty good idea. We got the Limburger into the cabin undetected, but later that night, Marcy brought me some bad news.
Connie?
What's the matter?
You're not gonna believe it. The boys found the cheese.
Already? That's impossible!
Afraid not. I was up at the cafeteria and one of the boys gave me the cheese back.
Ew, get it away!
He said, guess you'd better leave the prank pulling to people who know what they're doing.
They found it before the fans came on?
Yep. Apparently some really smart guy in the cabin noticed that the vents hadn't been put back into place well and weren't flat against the wall. They call him Goggles.
Goggles? Why goggles?
I don't know. But you know what this means, don't you?
We've got to do something else.
Or they'll win. I told him you'd get them yet.
You told them my name?
No, I called you the Avenger. Sounds pretty scary, don't you think?
Oh, brother.
The problem was that there were few secrets at camp. It wouldn't take long until everyone would know about our failed prank. And this put the boys really ahead of us. The obvious solution was to try an old standby. A bucket of seaweed over their door. But that night in our bunks...
I can't believe it.
How did they see the bucket?
I don't know.
That trick always works.
Connie, you have to get this guy.
I don't know that many more pranks.
Then you have to invent something new.
Let me sleep on it. Maybe I can come up with something in the morning.
Good idea. Let's all get a good night's rest. Thank you, Connie.
It wasn't me. It stopped by itself.
As I was drifting back to sleep, trying to think of our response, suddenly...
Oh, not again!
Where is that coming from?
Please make it stop.
Girls, what in the world is going on in here? What is that awful racket?
All night, the music blasted in, then turned off after a few seconds. We finally found a speaker hidden underneath the floorboard. I could not let this go unanswered. So for the next 3 days, we came up with more and more pranks. And every single one of them was foiled by Goggles. And he kept on the offensive.
Itching.
Me too. Maybe we got bit by mosquitoes on our hike.
But it's all over.
And it's getting worse. What's this powder in my sleeping bag?
Itching powder!
Apparently, Goggles made the powder himself from maple seed pods and crushed rose hips. Every single prank that Goggles devised for us worked to perfection, even one that never happened.
I don't know, Marcy. It doesn't even seem worth it anymore.
Of course it's worth it. Connie, the prank war is what camp is all about.
Guys, what's the matter, Hope?
I just got a letter from the Navajos. Read it.
We've got Goggles, and he has you on the run. We've got you 6 times, but you've got us none?
Pretty depressing, huh?
If that doesn't make you want to get them back, I don't know what will. 6 times? That's pathetic.
Hang on, wait a minute. 6 times? Is that right? I mean, there was my bear.
The speaker under the floorboard.
The itching powder.
That's 3.
The snails.
4.
The x-ray machine.
5, but that's it. They haven't gotten us 6 times.
Uh-oh.
What? This means there's another one coming.
We have to keep our eyes open, ready for anything.
What was that? Connie, did you hear that?
I think it was just an owl or something.
I don't think there are owls in these woods. It could have been the boys pretending to be owls.
They're gonna do something.
What was that?
I heard something.
They're out there.
We stayed up all night waiting for the boys to get us. It was one of the longest nights of my life.
They didn't get us. We made it all night and they never got us.
I can't believe I was up all night.
Guys, look, there was a note taped to the door. It's just one word. 6.
What do they mean? They never got us 6 times.
Don't you see, Hope? They did get us. They kept us up all night by not doing anything.
Connie, we have to do something.
No. I'm done. It's over.
You're gonna let them win?
I'm exhausted, Marcy. I can't do this anymore.
You can't just give up.
Why not?
We're counting on you.
This isn't a real war, Marcy. I'm not your sergeant. Nobody's gonna die if I don't beat the boys. It's just a bunch of silly pranks.
We know. It's just...
Just get off my backs, both of you. I came to camp to forget my problems, and you're just giving me more.
Connie...
Just stay away from me. I'm going for a walk.
I stayed away from Marcy and Hope the rest of the day. In the afternoon, a counselor told me I had a phone call.
Hello? Hi, Mom.
Okay.
What? You both signed them, but... both of you?
It was the moment I had been dreading. And I guess I never really thought the day would come. But it happened. My mom and dad signed divorce papers. It was official. My parents were splitting up. I left the camp office in a daze. I wanted to go back to my cabin and curl up in a ball and sleep for the rest of the month. But something inside me decided not to. This divorce, no matter how much I fought against it, was happening. Suddenly, I felt like I needed a fight I could win. I had to win this prank war.
But, Connie, I thought you were against the prank war.
I'm back in. We're gonna make Goggles pay.
I'm back.
You just made it. It's time for lights out.
Is everything set, Marcy?
Yes, I've got my walkie-talkie.
Do you remember the plan?
Of course. How do I get him to the bridge again?
Ugh, listen closely. I'll run through it one more time. You pretend to have a crush on Goggles and ask if he'll go on a walk with you. You start heading back this direction. When you get to the main bridge over Apache Creek, you act like you're nervous because it's so rickety and ask him to cross first. He will, and he'll fall through. I replace the boards with a thin balsa wood.
You think he'll believe that Marcy actually likes him?
Of course. He's a geek, Hope. Most girls probably tell him to get lost and throw mud on him. He'll welcome the attention. Anyway, make sure you walkie-talkie me before you get to the bridge.
So you can get ready to take a picture.
Exactly. Proof that we beat the Navajos.
Are you sure no one else will walk over the bridge tonight?
It's after lights out already. I'll be your lookout, but everyone should be in their cabin. Everyone but you and Goggles.
Okay, I'm ready. This is Muskrat to Avenger. Can you hear me?
You're standing right in front of me.
Just testing.
Well, can you hide it somewhere? I mean, it'd be pretty obvious if you walk up to him holding it.
I don't have a purse.
Take my backpack.
Connie, I need to have a word with you.
Go, Marcy, out the back door.
I'm on my way.
Yes, Miss Belford?
Connie, this prank competition is getting out of hand. I know that a lot of people think pranks are as much a part of camp as Thursday's ham loaf.
So that's what it's supposed to be.
But sometimes things can go too far.
You should talk to those boys in the Navajo cabin. They started it.
They started it. You continued it. I'm ending it. And to make sure it stops, I'm putting you on probation.
What?
I talked to the Navajo cabin counselor. You've both been given your warnings. If anybody tries even one more prank, we'll send them home. No questions asked.
But I...
No exceptions, Connie. Just stay out of trouble.
Yes, Miss Belford. Avenger calling the Muskrat. Muskrat, come in!
Where is she? Maybe she's out of range.
I'm going out there.
Are you nuts? After what Miss Belford said?
I need to put the boards back in place on the bridge. If Goggles falls through, I'm going home, and that's the last thing I want to do.
Well, good luck.
Don't worry, I can be sneaky.
Hello, Connie?
Miss Belford! Hi, nice night, isn't it?
A nice night for sleeping. Why are you still up?
Oh, I was just going to the restroom.
I see. Well, go ahead. Just hurry up.
Okay. Are you going to wait here until I get back?
I think it would be a prudent idea.
Yeah. See you soon. Avenger calling the Muskrat. Abandon plan. I repeat, abandon plan.
Hello, Avenger.
Who is this?
Some call me Goggles.
Goggles? What have you done with Marcy?
Nothing at all. She quickly raced off when she saw the camp director approaching. He was most upset that there were campers outdoors after lights out. So he said that he was going to check all of our cabins and then check yours. So if you're not in your cabin, you'd better return immediately.
He's coming over here?
Indeed. What's the matter?
Of course, I realized that the camp director, Mr. Sherman, would cross the bridge I sabotaged. I was going to cause the camp director to fall into the stream. And Miss Belford would definitely know it was me. I stood there in the cold restroom wondering how angry my mom would be that I got sent home, especially with everything else going on. But then...
Hello? Are you still there? Come in, Avenger.
What do you want? Just leave me alone.
I only wanted to say... I'm sorry about your parents.
What are you talking about?
Well, I read your journal. It was in the backpack.
What? How could you read that? It's personal.
I thought it might be a prank plan book. Then once I started reading, I was curious.
You're a horrible, horrible person.
I shouldn't have read it, I'll admit. But I'm sorry about the divorce. I know how you feel. In an abstract way.
Forget it, I don't care.
I feel silly about this prank war. It seems childish in the light of everything else that's happening with you. Shall we call a truce?
It's too late for that. I'm going to be sent home anyway.
Why?
I don't know why, but I told him about the bridge prank. About what was going to happen to Mr. Sherman. I guess I was just so upset. Everything that felt secure to me was gone. So I was surprised when Goggle said...
Don't worry. I believe I can fix it.
Yeah, right.
Connie, is everything all right?
Miss Belford! Yeah, I'm just heading back.
I didn't sleep at all that night. I thought about packing up all my things, knowing I was on my way out. But the morning brought some new surprises. Strange things always seem to happen at camp, especially...
Ah, Miss Kendall, there you are. I've been trying to locate you for... what are you doing?
I'm reading.
But out loud?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea about how it sounds.
How what sounds?
I wrote something.
Really? Would you care to elucidate me on the subject matter?
Well, it's about summer camp, Eugene. Something I'm sure you know nothing about.
Au contraire. I not only know about summer camp, I even had some rather enjoyable experiences there myself.
Was this camp, like, outside?
Indeed. My foster parents, the Burnetts, thought nature camp would be a good experience for me. Do you want to hear about it?
Well, maybe later. I want to finish reading my story first.
Are you sure? The story of Camp Jumminville is quite the riveting tale.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to finish working on it.
What do you mean?
That's what this story's about.
Do you mean to say that you went to Camp Jumminville?
Didn't I just say that?
In Northern California?
Uh-huh.
But that's where I went. You must be confused.
I still have cheerleading medals that have the name printed right on them.
But I have a legacy there that lives on even to this day.
So do I. I still get calls from people who call me by my camp name. The Avenger.
You were the Avenger?
Yeah.
You jest.
Why?
Because I am Goggles. And that's when I saw the cheese inside the vents.
Amazing. You know, it does make sense now. You do have great observational skills.
Why, thank you, Miss Kendall.
Wow, I just can't believe it. We met all that time ago, before I ever came to Odyssey.
If you could call it meeting.
That's something I need to add to my story, for sure. But something's always bugged me. What happened with the camp director that night? How'd you stop him from falling through the bridge?
Well, that was very interesting, actually. If I remember correctly, I was feeling badly for the Avenger, you as it turns out, and decided to retrieve Mr. Sherman.
Mr. Sherman! Mr. Sherman, wait! Don't cross that bridge!
Eugene, I thought I told you to stay in the cabin.
Well, you did, but I had to discuss something with you.
Tomorrow. I need to check in with the girls' cabins.
Do you suppose that you could just call them? It's such a long distance across the bridge.
Don't be silly.
Perhaps we could just yell. We both have healthy lungs.
Eugene, you're trying my patience. You're already on probation. Now go back to the cabin before I decide to send you home right here and now.
But you can't cross that bridge.
Yes, I can. Goodbye.
But there's a trap.
What?
There's a trap on the bridge. The boards have been replaced by a thin balsa wood. You'll fall right through.
How do you know that?
Because, well, you see, this prank contest has driven us all to extraordinary measures.
You set a trap on the bridge.
Well, technically speaking, no. But my actions over the past few days have certainly been at least somewhat to blame for it and may have led to this.
No fancy talk. Eugene, tell me right now if you set this trap.
I can't tell you any more except to say that I'm at least partially responsible.
Then in that case, head back to the cabin and pack your bags. You're going home.
You got sent home from camp?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
Well, didn't you hear about it the next day?
No, but I don't understand something.
Well,
why in the world did you decide to help me? I mean, I was like the enemy.
You had bigger things to worry about. It was more important for you to remain at camp with your friends. The competition seemed juvenile.
Wow. You sacrificed yourself for someone you didn't even know. Well, since I never got to say it to your face. Thank you, Eugene.
You're quite welcome, Miss Avenger.
I looked for you on the last night when the two camps came together for a bonfire.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it. Ooh, could you read that part for me?
Sure.
Do you think Goggles is here? He's here somewhere. He has to be. You know, even though we were enemies for the whole camp, he still seemed nice.
You think?
Definitely. I wonder if he's cute.
Do you have a crush on him?
What was that? What did you say?
Never mind, it's nothing.
Oh, let me see.
Eugene! After all these years, haven't you learned your lesson about reading a girl's private journal?
You were going to share this story eventually anyway, weren't you?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't in the habit of having crushes on people I'd never even seen.
Blah, 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 blah.
But Marcy thought I should make an exception. So you had a crush on me?
Well, come on, I never actually met you.
But you used to like me.
You could say that, I guess.
I see. Well, this will be our little secret. But I do have to tell someone.
What? Eugene!
Mr. Whittaker, you'll never guess.
Eugene, will you come back here, please?
Mr. Whittaker.
I can't believe Connie and Eugene actually knew each other before they came to Odyssey. What a fun story. And I can't wait to hear the next chapter of Connie's book. Connie and Eugene really got caught up in their prank war, didn't they? But I'm glad that Eugene decided to stop the competition and give grace to Connie when she needed it. It's hard to lose, but it's also good to remember that winning isn't as important as doing what's right. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Champ of the Camp was written by Kathy Buchanan and Nathan Hubler and directed by Bob Hoos. Sound design by Bob Luttrell and music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Deb McLeod, Alfonso Freeman, Tiara Abbott, John Charles Morris, Abigail Mavity, Megan Smith, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.